Welcome to Hachzeik, the Daily Mussar Impact Initiative.
Today's Hashem, we're in Choy V'Salvav, Shara Bitochen L'Psicha, and he's speaking about the Te'elis that people have from Bitochen and their Avodas Hashem, as well up to the fifth Te'elis. So, Mehen Ki Abiteach B'Hashem Lo Yimne Rav HaMomin Miftoach B'Hashem. When a person has Bitochen B'Hashem, even when he has a lot of money, it won't remove his bitachon from Hashem. Mifnei she'einenu samech al hamamon, v'ube'einov kipikadon, suva l'shtamish ba'al kolponim miyuchadim u'binyanim miyuchadim l'zman kotzev. This is a beautiful way, a very deep way of looking at the money that we have, and a very helpful way in life. It's not ours. It's a pikadon that was given to us by Hashem, that Hashem gave us to use for purposes. If we would look at our moment as a matana from Hashem, a pikadon from Hashem, not even a matana, a pikadon from Hashem, as we would look at life so much different. In Yasmid ki yumay etzloi, if he stays rich for a while, he has a lot of money. Lo yibit bavuray. One of the things that causes people to be boyed b'Hashem is Ashirus, having a lot of money, having a lot of good in Olam Hazeh, like it says, Vayishvin Yeshurin Vayibot. It causes people to be bayit b'Hashem, because I have a lot, I'm choshev. But if he looks at his money as a pikadon, it won't happen to him from Hashem. V'lo yizke toivasoi l'mishitzu v'lo yisis lo mimenu v'lo yavakish alo gmul hoido v'shvach. Another thing, some people, when they give their money to people, they expect them to give a big thank you, really appreciate it, and if not, they get very insulted. But a person who knows it's just a pikadon, he doesn't need the thank you from people. He doesn't have to have a thank you. Many times, he'll even give bitzina, which is the highest level of staka. Avu moide lebayri yizbarach asher shamo sivas letayvasai. Va'oid, he's so happy to give, because he's using his money for something which is a big schus for him. As he's moidu lebayri yizbarach, b'makom that Pliny should thank me for giving, I should thank Hashem for giving me the hechatim to give. What a beautiful, deep hashkafa he's giving us. V'miyavet hamomen mimen, if a person loses money, lo yidig v'lo yavo l'chisreinai, it won't be blown away. You know, the people that they invested in this person Madoff, and when they heard not, they were mamish blown away, they were depressed, their life savings went, and they put so much work into it, but really more than putting the work into it, this was what their life's meaning was. Geld was their value in life, their meaning in life, as when you take away the money, the whole meaning of life and your value of life goes in. And it's unfortunate we live in a society in America where the Goyish society is, that's the value of life, and it's mashpia very much. As when a person loses money, he's ois mensch. They could commit suicide, some of them. Yeah, it's like the whole world was taken away from them. But when you have the proper look at money, it doesn't happen. Lo yidoik, you won't be worried. Lo yevel l'chasroinoik. In fact, he could even thank Hashem. V'oid, a person who has bitachon is yismach b'chelkoi. Whatever he has, he's happy with. V'eino mevakish hezik zulosai. There's some businessmen that they don't care if they're causing people have said money. The ikar is they should gain money. They'll lie to people, they'll do things to take from people. But if a person lives with bitachon, I can't take a money that's not mine. Whatever is nigz is mine. And definitely stealing, even if you gain today, you lose it tomorrow. It goes out of your pocket some other way. As if you live with bitachon, Reb Chaim used to say, some of you has bitachon, to steal is a shtus. You're not maviach klum. Everything was nigzer. Whatever you have, you're going to get anyway. La yachmed adam mamaynoi. He's not going to be mekana others. There's some people, when they see other people, their simchas that they make, the dresses that they wear, the diamonds, the jewelry, when they see the cars that they drive in, they have kina, they can't enjoy theirs. But a person who has bitachon b'Hashem, he's not mekane anyone, because he knows everything Hashem does for him is the best for him. He's happy with what he has. A tzaddik, he doesn't be mevakish meisus, because he's betech, whatever he has to eat, that's good for him. He's not even misaved to eat in a $500 restaurant, to eat in the most exquisite dishes, in the best cuisine, in the most famous chefs. It doesn't interest him. He's oichel l'seif v'nafshay. This is very important in a very megushim dika society. We mechazik ourselves in the way we look at our mammon. It's a bikkun from Hashem to do good things with it, to do mitzvahs, to give. And when we lose mammon, to whatever reason, we don't have mammon, or a person loses mammon, to be okay, to thank Hashem, it's gamzu l'tayv, and tamid to be sameach b'chalkai. As that's the tayeles in Avodas Hashem. He listed five tayeleses. One of them is Menuchas Nafshoi, and also when he puts his bitachin in Hashem, it's a sibah fatzlocha. When he puts his bitachin in other things, it causes the opposite. We learn that when you have bitachin Hashem, you won't be oivid zulasa, you won't be oivid the whole world, you'll be oivid Hashem. We learned that when you have bitachin b'Hashem, as you're not worried about all in yani olam hazeh, your lev is pony to be oivid Hashem. That was number three. Number four, if you have bitachin b'Hashem, you'll be able to use your money for mitzvahs. And number five, if you have bitachin b'Hashem, when you have money, you'll know how to look at it with the proper hashkafa, that it shouldn't take you away from avodas Hashem. Shouldn't cause you to be bayit b'Hashem, shouldn't cause you to get depressed. And also, you'll always be happy with what you have. As these are five strong tayelesim that bitachin give to a person that enable him to be oivid Hashem kiroi.
You have been listening to a shiur by Hachzeik. If you have been impacted, please share with others. For the daily shiur, please visit hachzeik.com or call 516-600-8080.